I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit. So this week's episode on Hey Spirit, I had the privilege of sharing my gift with Melinda. I absolutely loved Melinda's experience because she came into the reading with no expectations. Even though her loved one died tragically, she really didn't feel that anything was left unsaid. But her loved one did an amazing, amazing job of validating that they were always loving, guiding, and protecting us and living life through our eyes. I hope you all enjoy this week's episode on Hey Spirit. You do have, there were three souls that stepped forward, but there is a father figure that stepped forward and he started laboring my breathing. So did he pass from something of the chest or something with the breath? Or is that what you remember? He also restricted my throat area, which means that he couldn't communicate in the end. So whether if you didn't get to say goodbye or he physically could not communicate.
I'm gonna start crying already. He died suddenly in a bicycle accident and I never got to say goodbye to him.
So no, the blow, because if I get the chest, it could have been a blow to a chest to validate that he passed instantly. Do you understand that? Because he made me feel the blow to the chest and then the hitting of the head. So he even if someone kept, validating that his soul immediately left, even if we keep the physical body alive, the soul bond, that soul immediately left the physical body. He did not suffer to his death. And more importantly, not wanting you to feel that anything was left unsaid. Nothing was left unsaid. Did you actually sit with your dad's physical body? Or is that something that you wanted to do and you were upset that you could not?
Yeah, I was very conflicted. I was in California and I was at a funeral or at a stone unveiling of my best friend in California. He was in Washington State and I was sitting there and I thought, well, maybe it's because I'm seeing my best friend's father who they buried a year ago. And in the Jewish tradition, you do a stone unveiling. It was this exact day from the day he died. And I was sitting there and I felt this overwhelming sense of, I need to talk to my dad. Something's happening. I don't know. I got to talk to him. And I was like, well, maybe it's because I'm sitting here and my friend is burying, you know, it's the to the day that my friend is unveiling the tombstone of his dad. And I went to his funeral and I just didn't feel, I went to the after party thing, the services after. And then I turned to my husband. I'm like, something is not right. I got to go call my family. And I walked outside and I got a phone call from my sister This was like an hour and a half later. I got a phone call from his sister and said, Dad was in an accident and it's not good. And he got helicoptered out from, he was like riding his bicycle. It was a freak accident with my mom. And I felt.
I don't want you to say anymore because I want him to, I want him to validate, because what he's doing is he's validating. Because he said to me, he goes, that's my girl. Yappity, 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 yappity. So I go, oh, do you want me to stop her? He goes, yes, yes, stop her.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I don't know what to say. Okay, sorry.
But that's okay. But you just validate that. But that would be something that your dad would say, right?
Yeah. 100%.
But what I love is your father made me feel like nothing was left unsaid. And then he showed me that you sat with his physical body, but then made me feel removed. So that's why I asked you that. So it's his way of validating that even if you did not sit with his physical body, the thought of wanting to do that meant the world to him. Do you understand that it meant as if you actually did what you felt? Because when spirit puts me next to someone's physical body after they die and they squeeze my hand, that's just my symbol for that you felt something. I don't care what it was. If you felt someone stand behind you, if you actually did feel someone squeeze your hand, but in this case, you just felt that you needed to speak to your family, that and you were thinking of your dad. That is a validation that your dad's soul was with you at that exact moment. Mm-hmm. And it validates that his soul immediately left the physical body. Even if they kept his physical body alive, his soul did not suffer. Mm-hmm. Fair enough?
Yeah.
Your mom is still here in the physical world, correct? Because mm-hmm. your dad took red roses and handed them to mom. That's my symbol for him sending his love to her. It is also my symbol for anniversary. So whether it be their wedding anniversary or the anniversary of his death, or it could just simply be sending his love to her, because he showed me my symbol for when there's an accident and we switch our seats. That's my symbol for that someone carries a survivor's guilt. Like, how did I survive and they died? And your dad did say, he goes, it was a complete freak thing that happened. We were on that road many a times. It wasn't like it was a new road. Is that correct? Like it's a place where they rode before?
Yes, where they rode bikes. Yes.
Okay. So validating, because anyone can say it was a freak accident. And he's like, no, but you don't understand. Mm-hmm. We did this before. It wasn't like this was our first time doing it. Mm-hmm. And your father just said to me, and ever since you felt that day, you have felt his soul every single day in some shape or form. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Did you do a piece of jewelry after him? Because he had me do a heart. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. And then he put it into a necklace. So that's my symbol for when someone wears a piece of jewelry or had a piece of jewelry made. But he showed me that and literally said to me, she made a piece for me.
Do you want me to tell you what I could talk?
Sure. Yes.
Said, I talk all the time. Yeah. Well, one thing I want to say about that you said, nothing was left unsaid. That was the first thing I said to my husband when he died. The day that he died, as I said, I have nothing left to say to him. Like, he knows how much I love him.
Yep.
I know how much he loves me. The one thing, there was nothing unsaid.
Wow.
Nothing. So that was so crazy that you said that, because it was the first thing I honestly, that opened my mouth to my husband, is that we had such a beautiful relationship that there was, even that he died suddenly is like, I don't have anything unfinished to say to him.
Wow.
So that was really amazing that you said that, because it was literally the words that came out of my mouth to my husband the second I got off the phone that I found out that he died. So that was incredible. The jewelry, the only piece of jewelry actually, ironically, that I ever care about is I wear his ring, his wedding ring here. Mm-hmm. It's the only thing that I asked my mom for when he died. I just made a ring for him. I just reproduced this ring. And I said, this is a replica of my father's wedding ring. And it's the most special thing in my life. And we made it in a men's size.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that he chose to use that as a validation that, and it also validates that he knows everything that you have done with your life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And more important, did your dad always brag about you?
Always.
Because I said to him, I go, who was this you bringing forward? He goes, I don't know. He goes, I met them over here, but I want them to come and see my daughter. Come meet my daughter. This is Melinda, who I was telling you about. But that would be your dad's personality,
yeah.
Right?
Always. Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
So know that he knows about the jewelry that you had made in memory of him and, mm-hmm. and in honor of him. So it's so interesting because also a heart, when Spirit shows me a plain gold heart, it's my symbol for when someone takes someone's wedding band and they make it into a heart or they change it into something else. But I see you did change it because you wear it differently. You wear it on your thumb finger. So to me, it is changing and validating of knowing what you wanted, what meant the world to him.
Well, I also made it smaller and I used the leftover gold to give it to, and I made thin bands for my two sisters.
Okay. I'm not going to get that. So
yeah.
Knowing the changing of the band supports yeah. the choice and decision. Yeah. I mean, so much that he wanted me to go back and yeah. explain my symbol for uh-huh. what it usually means when I uh-huh. also draw a heart in a uh-huh. piece of jewelry.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. Know That's that crazy. He knows of everything on how you have carried him throughout everything that you do. And he says, do you know every day she says, Dad, can I see you in my dreams? Do you ask him to that you want to have a dream of him or you want to see him?
Yeah, I do. Not every day, but yeah, I definitely do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, mm-hmm. I don't connect with Spirit in that way. And yeah. I want a peaceful night's sleep. I don't want to see anybody when I'm sleeping. So Melinda, I am not asking my loved ones to do that.
So funny.
And yeah. I also don't dream of my loved ones. So your dad also wow. tells me that not only the feeling that you had, but he actually did come to you in a dream and show you that he was okay. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah.
Even if it was for a split yeah. second where you saw him, it was so real. And he was healthy. He was smiling. It's the soul's way of showing themselves to you to say, look, I am okay. Don't think that I am suffering. Or more importantly, that I was afraid to die. So you understand the dream? You had that visitation from him?
Yes. Yes. It was like, you're back. What are you? You're okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I never had that experience with my loved ones. Wow. So know that that's something truly special that you had with your dad's soul in validating that he will never leave you. Were you like the baby?
I was the baby until my little sister was born for 10 years later. So I was a baby for 10 years.
Oh, okay. Because mm-hmm. he made me feel mm-hmm. like you could, I can't explain the feeling when Spirit, usually like if a mom dies, she'll say to the son, my son, my son, my son. With mm-hmm. a dad, with a daughter, it's like, oh, daddy's little girl. And uh-huh. he made me, and sometimes it's like if you're the oldest, but it validates that special bond mm-hmm. that you mm-hmm. had with your dad. Doesn't slight anyone else's relationship, just the bond that you shared with him.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yeah, very much so.
Mm-hmm. How do you connect with socks? So did your dad like socks? Was his feet always cold? I don't know where the socks come in or okay. unless someone kept a pair of his socks. Socks is not something common that a soul will show me.
I keep it's not in my sock drawer, but it's like next to my sock drawer. Like I keep a pocket watch of his and his memorial card in that, like literally it's right underneath my sock.
And is it engraved the watch?
It's not engraved. It was just his pocket watch. And then I keep his like memorial, like pamphlet okay. from, yeah.
I'll accept that because that
yeah.
I never,
yeah. yeah. Yeah.
That's fine. I yeah. as long as you can connect with socks with yeah. it, it has yeah. to do with your dad and validating yeah. that. There's something about his energy though. His energy is so strong that I have a hard time staying on it because he's so active and I really feel like it's the bonds that you still share with your dad.
Yeah. Yeah, we were very close.
So now do you smell like his cologne or do you smell things that remind you of your dad? Mm-hmm. Like there's no reason why you should smell it. And it's like, whoa.
Yeah, I have had that. Yeah, I definitely have had that for sure. And I've definitely had a lot of deja vus with him being there.
Know that that is his soul letting you know that he is with you at the exact moment. Who was the brother that died? So it could be a brother-in-law, if it was your dad's brother, or unless if you know someone that lost their brother. Because your dad just said, tell her the brother is with me.
The only brother I know, one of my best friends lost her brother years and years and years and a million years ago.
And did he die tragically or sudden or unexpected as well? So no, listen, I said tragic because I could taste the blood. And validating that your dad chose to bring him forward to validate the reading, your dad's presence, and more importantly, that this is the way you are also, that even though this is about you, mm-hmm. he made me feel like you always want everyone else around you to be happy and to have or to experience everything that you experience. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, totally makes
so
sense.
So know that your dad is bringing forward the brother, validating that his soul is safe and at peace with God as well.
Wow, that's amazing.
Now, was there something that you were doing in memory of your dad? Because your dad showed me two things. So you're going to have to interpret this on, even if there's something that we thought about, even though we didn't do it. Mm-hmm. He showed me a tree and a bench. Mm-hmm. And then he showed me all flowers around it and then a plaque. So was there something that was done in honor and or in memory of him?
There, he was a vet and he has a plaque up at the Veterans Memorial. And so I definitely get photographs of people there a lot that go and visit.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then were we going to, or do we think about doing a tree or a bench?
No, I mean, I don't know. Maybe my sisters were, but no.
So I would add, see, I actually like when someone can't connect with something because he's telling me though that there was a tree. So.
Well, that's interesting. Like at my house, he loved to sit next to like under these trees that I had. And sit and read. It wasn't a bench, but like when I think about him, I think about him sitting in the chair reading outside in my backyard.
So know that when you do that, know that his soul is with you. He knows of the plaque that was done in memory and more importantly, in honor of him. This is where my signs and symbols can have a different meaning for you.
Right.
And,
yeah, that makes
sense. And you're the only one, Melinda, that knows what you think about and more importantly, how you feel. No one knows that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
Validating that his soul is with you at those exact moments. Did you keep some of your dad's clothing?
Yeah. And my mom kept some.
Did she also keep though the clothing that when he passed in the day of the accident, because he showed me clothing in a manila envelope. That's my symbol for if someone dies tragically or in an accident.
She kept his glasses that had the blood on them too. And she never cleaned them.
Validating knowing what was kept and also supporting any, when Spirit talks about things that we kept, it's also the validation of things that we donated or that we let go of not to feel guilty about or to feel bad about.
Yeah. I kept saying, Mom, okay, enough with his clothes in the closet. Like,
yeah, but everyone is different. You know, this is the thing. There is no one can tell someone how to heal. Some people can't even bear to look at their loved one's clothing. They pack it up right away and they donate it. Some people, they leave their loved one's rooms exactly untouched. The same, the way that they were, untouched for decades. So it's validating and supporting choices and decisions. Mm-hmm. There has to be something. Were you just looking at this pocket watch, Melinda, in your sock drawer? Because your dad kept showing me rolled up socks. And he, your dad was funny. He literally threw one at me and it hit me in the head. And I'm like, are you kidding me? But I feel like that was him. Like he's funny,
hilarious.
Right?
Super funny. Super funny. My son keeps bringing it out. he keeps finding it. And I'm like, you've got to put it back. And like, he keeps taking it out and finding it. And he'll bring it out.
So no. But know that your dad's soul is there. Like, he sensed it because he made me feel like your son is young. So he has to be like under 15. Is that correct?
The son, there's two kids that keep bringing out who are, who are 10 and 6.
Oh, okay. So they're on. Okay. Yeah. So know that it is his way of validating that he, when your children do that, his soul is with them at the exact moment. And they don't just randomly go for it. It's almost like they sense his soul. They feel his soul more so than others because their minds aren't busy and they don't make up excuses of why we might see something. Because your dad, I just keep seeing a shadow go by me. So know that if you think you see that or you think you see something go by, is that correct?
Yes. Oh my God, I just got chills. There's been a few times where I'm like a shadow. I'm like, what is that? And then I'm like, oh, is that my dad?
That's him. And the reason why you're getting the chills is because it's something that I ask spirit to do. I ask spirit to allow them to feel you during a reading. I want you to be able to feel their soul. Some people get a warmth. Some people get the goosebumps or like a chill from head to toe. Know that every time that happens, that is your dad's soul moving through you, validating his presence. Mm-hmm. And more importantly, also validating what you think you see go by. Know that that is his soul. It is not your imagination and it's not wishful thinking. Are one of your children named after your father, form of a name or a middle name? Talk about your youngest son.
Somebody is in my family. Tell me about my youngest son.
Know that he knows of the child that was named after him, form of a name or a middle name. And your youngest son, he makes me feel like he's so sensitive. Mm-hmm. He has a real, he's like an old soul.
Yeah, that makes sense for sure.
Now, was he born either right after your dad died or?
Right after.
Okay. Yeah. So know that he held his soul before coming here into the physical world and that he does know of him. And I feel like he has your dad's eyes. So sometimes when spirit shows me the eyes, it could physically be their eyes or more importantly, the eyes is the gateway to the soul for me. So whether if there's a lot of your dad that you see in your son or there are these glimpses, your son will just do something like, oh my God, that is my dad. Know that that is him. I don't know how spirit's able to do it. They are able to allow their souls to enter into another physical form just for a second. Know that that is your dad.
So wild. Okay. Amazing.
Your dad also just told me that you just found or you just framed like a picture or like you had the picture redone. So usually when spirit shows me a black and white photo and it's all burnt around the edges, it's my symbol for that the photo, it was an old photo. But then your dad showed it to me in a picture frame and I saw three of them. So that's why I asked you if you restored it or made other copies or unless if someone made a copy and gave it to you.
No, I'm trying to.
He just said to me, yes. I said to him, I go, you need to stop doing that. He goes, she's not thinking hard enough.
Probably not. I mean, the only thing that I can think of is my son.
I see like an old picture of him and I see it displayed. I don't know if it's in your house or on your desk.
I have so many pictures of him in my house, but my son has a picture in his room, my youngest son, and he always grabs it and it's of him and he brings it to me all the time. And he said, and it's a family tree. And he said he wants to keep Bapa but replace a bunch of other people in it. But he does bring me a lot. So we replaced a couple of them.
But
it wasn't his. We replaced two of his cousins and we wanted to replace them with like my picture.
That's fine. Validating that again, why he's gravitating to that. Know that, and this is the son that your dad just said, I held his soul before coming here into the physical world and that he knows of him. Cause that's one of your biggest things. Does he know of my children? Does he watch over my boys? Know that when he does that, your dad's soul is present. And that's another hello from heaven from your dad. Who had the miscarriage, or the termination? Your dad held a pink blanket. So that's my symbol for, we don't have to acknowledge who or what, but okay. Validating that the child that did not get the opportunity to walk here in the physical world, your dad has their soul on the other side and it is safe with him in heaven with God.
My sister had to deliver a stillborn baby. It was a daughter.
Okay.
And he was there for that. He was here. Like he hadn't died.
So know that he has her soul. And there is no way that I would know that, correct?
No way you would know that.
So know that he has her soul and that they're together on the other side.
Okay.
Do you connect with hummingbirds?
Oh my God. I can't believe you just said that. I cannot believe you just said that. The morning after he died, I wasn't able to go home yet. I went that afternoon and I went into the garden and there were all these hummingbirds around. And I thought to myself, I know that's my dad in some way. And so my whole family knows this, all my family, that every time we see a hummingbird, we say, oh. Hi, Papa. And now it's kind of like a funny joke that we're like, mm-hmm. My husband will be like, there's one hummingbird. And he'll be like, hey, Frank. And that is crazy that you just said that. Like, I am mind blown.
Not only did he get me to say it, he made sure that I didn't forget to say it. Because it was when we were talking about the child that was lost, he had me write it down.
Oh my God. You don't understand. I mean, you do understand because you're used
to
this.
No, I do.
But
I do.
That is so inside. No, I don't even think my sisters know that. I think every time I see a hummingbird, I say hi to my dad. My husband does. And
so no. And it's not a coincidence that at this point in your reading that your dad wants to thank your husband for taking such good care of his little girl. He said, because when I died, Melinda, your husband said to me, I will take care of your daughter. I will make sure she is taken care of. And your dad made me feel like that no matter how. He goes, Teresa, if you think you have crazy ideas, he goes, you and my daughter would be best friends. He goes, she has all these cockamamie ideas. And her husband's like, okay, babe. Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, that's exactly how my husband is. It's exactly
oh, that's
how
amazing.
He is. And I'm sure he did say that to him.
So now that's something that no one would know about, not even something that your husband shared with you. So how amazing would that be if you were able to validate that for your husband, of your dad thanking him for taking care of and loving his little girl the way that he promised and has exceeded any expectation that he ever would have had of him.
Yeah.
Did you, who moved or did we redo a house or something?
We've been trying to redo our house for like 2 years and I'm just too busy to do it. We have plans, we have architects and like, I'm so busy that I can't even take a meeting to see what kind of bed frame I want.
So know that when you have these discussions, I know that sounds silly, but they're discussions that only you and your husband would know.
Of course.
Know that your dad's soul is present at the exact moment.
That is so funny.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it back a bit. You know what I don't miss at all? I do not miss that vicious cycle before my period. I would feel like I was going to crawl out of my skin, sometimes the breakouts, and oh my God, can we talk about the cravings? But now, Estro Control makes it easier to manage PMS. So Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way Estro Control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every single month, and that just isn't fair. Estro Control is made specifically for women who are perimenopausal. It is perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SPIRIT at checkout. Now, who was now your mom is here in the physical world because there's a mother energy stepping forward. So it would either be your mother-in-law, grandmother's.
Yeah, my grandmother passed. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So know that she's stepping forward. And again, just validating the soul's presence. And did she either knit or crochet?
Yes.
Or, okay, because she lifted up a knitted blanket, but then she placed it to the side, which becomes my symbol for that she's not cold anymore. So know that if she was cold or if she was bedridden, any disability and or ailment, know that she left it with the physical body. She did not take it with her on the other side.
Okay.
Is someone like Francis or like Francine or Francesca?
My dad's name was Frank.
Okay, but I think you said that. So
Ashley, my sister's daughter's name's Franklin, and her after my dad.
Oh,
and they call her Frankie.
Oh, how beautiful. So know that because, you know, someone might say they didn't talk about my kids. Daddy didn't say anything about my kids.
Also, a friend of mine's mom just passed named Frances. I didn't know her, though. I never met her.
That's okay. Did you just speak to her?
No, I never met her, but it's a close friend of mine's mom. She had Alzheimer's and she passed recently.
Oh, okay. So know if you can. And there's a friend of your mom's?
Just a friend of mine.
Oh, a friend of yours. Did you just speak to your friend? Did you just speak to him?
Yes, about her unveiling of her grave.
Okay. Validating this is why she's stepping forward to use it as a validation that her soul was present and not wanting him to remember her in that way. Know that from the moment the soul left the physical body, she left behind every and any disability and or ailment.
Yeah.
This is the crazy thing because your dad, this is now.
With everyone probably.
Yes, but this is the second person that your dad brought forward that isn't someone in your family, besides your family members.
Yeah.
Because this is who you are. You want anyone that, like whatever you do, you want to share that with everyone.
Yes, yes.
So validating that when you were having the discussion of the unveiling, knowing that her soul was present at the exact moment.
Wow, okay.
Your dad told me how you celebrate him every year on his birthday. So when Spirit shows me that, it is just my symbol for when Spirit shows me primary color balloons, a bouquet, and then one balloon, that's my symbol for where we celebrate them. Sometimes we actually do release balloons in memory of them. Sometimes we do lanterns. Sometimes we just sit around and we just talk about them. Whatever it is, your dad says, I want to thank you for the way that you celebrate me. Did your dad have a money clip and cufflinks?
He didn't dress up a lot, so I don't know about the cufflinks, but I don't honestly remember.
Okay,
I think he just
ask mom.
Okay.
Okay, because I felt like she kept it. Like I felt like he opened this drawer and I saw I saw a driver's license, a wallet, and I saw cufflinks and I saw a money clip.
Okay.
So
let me ask.
I probably should have said all four things, but what struck me because it's not that common that someone will talk about cufflinks and a money clip. And I like I said, I love when spirit talks about things and the person that spirit is talking to doesn't understand it, because then they share it with other family members, and someone might, one of your sisters might say, oh my God, I gave daddy a money clip, you know, 1 year or something like that. So
still recovering from the hummingbird thing.
I just said to your dad, if you wanted to rattle her, I go, you should have saved it for the end.
Oh my God. Okay, sorry. Keep going.
But you know, but here's the crazy thing. Like where I live, we don't have hummingbirds. So like where I live, it would be common if someone talked about red cardinals, or, you know, like those are common things, or butterflies. Yeah. I don't connect with any of those things, but a lot of people do. But so the point is, it's anything that goes on around you that is odd, weird, or a coincidence. Mm-hmm. Know that it's not. Know that it is your dad's soul, and it's a little hello from heaven. Mm-hmm. Your dad is singing. Do you remember a song that your dad would sing to you, because he's singing You Are My Sunshine. So when spirit plays that song for me, it could be that song specifically, but more importantly, it's something special that your dad would either say or sing to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you want me to, it's not that song, but
right,
he did have a song that he sang to me. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So know that I don't know what it is, knowing that he's singing that for you. It's my symbol when they show me You Are My Sunshine. Right. And how do you connect with sunflowers? Do you like sunflowers?
Yeah. I'm trying to think how I connect with sunflowers.
Do you have like a deck? I just saw this thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know where I am. I feel like I'm on a deck. Now I don't have a deck.
Okay.
I have a deck. And I feel like I see sunflowers all behind me. So I don't know if you were on a vacation or if you went somewhere. I never saw this before.
I mean, we just built a deck.
Oh, okay. But you don't have sunflowers.
I don't have sunflowers. We just built a deck the way I would say my dad would love.
Oh, okay. Do you have flowers that you can see behind it? Oh, yes. I'll accept that then.
Yeah,
because it was specific.
I have flowers. I have citrus trees where I see all of the hummingbirds.
Oh, perfect. I will accept that because it was more about the deck. It was like, it was specific. I could see you on the deck, and then I feel like I'm taking pictures and I'm on this deck and I can see just all flowers all behind me.
Yeah.
Validating that. Yep. He goes, they should have made it a little bigger.
I told that to my husband.
I just said to him, you have to validate that I interpret it right. And he goes, they should have made the deck bigger.
I literally told my husband that. Hilarious. Amazing. Oh my God.
Those are the things that I love. And I know that sounds crazy or weird, or I'm like, why would my dad say that? But that's the point.
Yeah.
Anybody could come through. Your dad knows how much you love him, and more importantly, how much you miss him.
Yeah.
And so the things that your dad talked about, things that there's no way I would know about, or more importantly, could have found out about.
God, it's unbelievable. The hummingbird thing I died.
But I also love how your dad brought forward other people, not only in your family, but outside of your family to validate this reading. And more importantly, that all the souls, because you're connected, they're connected on the other side. Mm-hmm. And I really feel like, because he just stood again with that other mother energy.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's important for your friend to know that he knows that his mom is not suffering anymore. And that she supports all of his choices and decisions. She goes, we made every right choice. She said there were no other decisions. And she literally fixed her hair. Her makeup's all done. She looks stunning.
My friend just showed me a picture of her. I have chills. My friend just showed me a picture of her like 2 days ago with her hair and her makeup and everything done. And she was like, look at how gorgeous she was. And I was like, she was so beautiful.
How she wants him to remember her.
Okay. I can't wait to tell him that.
The thing that I love is that I think most people that come for a reading, they just want to make sure that their loved ones are okay. And not only did your dad do that, but he validated that through every breath that you take, everything that you sensed and felt that you thought was him, validated that that is him, validating knowing of your son. I mean, down to a deck that you just built.
Crazy. The deck and the hummingbird. Yeah. Did he say anything or did he say anything about my mom? Like, or is that like, does my mom have to have a reading to that for that stuff to come through?
I felt that it was in the very beginning of the reading, he made me feel that your mom was a very sensitive subject. He made me feel like that she carried a survivor's guilt. And again, whatever that is for her. Yeah. Remember when I talked about the switching of the seats?
Yeah, yeah.
And he made me feel like, and he showed me that she relives that still, even 6-7 years later, she's still reliving that day, that moment every day. She sees that. And I think that's why he was just sending his love to her. He handed her the red roses. And I think all the things that we weren't able to connect with, I think in some way your mom's going to be able to connect with them. He shows me how she looks at their wedding pictures, how she's always looking through his things and holding things and still says, he goes, she tells me almost every day that she can't believe that I died and that I died in that way. So when she does that, know that his soul is with her at that exact moment. He says, but I am happy for her that she, because I feel like she has been able to move forward in her life. Correct? Not as much as maybe we would like her to, but he's making me feel like she's doing the best that she can do at this time.
Yep.
She, you know, your dad made me feel like he goes, you know, Teresa, he says, you know, when you're with someone for so long and you never, ever think that they're going to be taken from you in that, in a blink of an eye, he says, we were at the prime of our life. He says, we never even thought about dying. He says, and he goes, but I will tell you, she didn't think she was going to miss me this much.
True.
So he goes, do you know when I was alive, she would complain about me to the girls, you know, your dad this, your father did this, your dad this. He goes, now she's crying every day and saying how much she misses me.
So true. It's so true. It's so funny. She actually has said that.
You know, when I think that, and it's something that I've learned from doing what I do, and I say this is why I'm good at what I do, is because spirit does all the work. This has nothing to do with me. I am just the vessel that they use to deliver these messages. And I respect the fact of when your dad made me feel like we needed to handle her with kid gloves. This might, you know, communicating with a medium is not for everyone. And sometimes we just need a little bit of information, messages, couple of messages to get us to maybe take a little bit more of a leap of faith or to be able to move forward a little bit or just to start to heal.
Yeah.
You know, your dad just said to me, he goes, ask your mom. She feels me when she sleeps. She actually feels me lay next to her or in the bed. Know that that's me.
Oh my God. I can't wait to tell her that.
I'm still laughing over the part when he's like, she complains about me to the girls and now she tells me every day how she can't believe I died.
She does. She says that every time his name comes up, she says that. And I told you, she actually has said to me that I didn't realize I was going to miss him this much.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So sometimes that's, you know, that's all we need. Well, it was such, I am so glad we finally connected.
Glad we connected. Thank you so much. This was just unmeasurable amounts of relief and joy and catharsis. And I'm dying. I cannot wait to tell everybody about the especially the hummingbirds. That just blew my mind.
And the fact that your sister lost a daughter.
And my sister lost a daughter and he was there.
He was there. And that's why you saw more than one hummingbird when he died.
Oh my God. Yeah. Cause that was after it.
Mm-hmm. So know that, and her, oh, cause I see her soul has grown on the other side. Oh, so how old would she have been? Would she have been 10? Remember I said I felt like
someone... Oh, my God. I literally just have chills. Did you say 10?
Yes. Remember before I said who was 10 or 12?
I literally have chills up and down my body. She would be 10.
Validating that her soul has grown on the other side. Your dad just had me close my eyes. And she's like... She's in this white dress and she has like a crown of flowers and her hair is like dirty blonde and it's just like mm-hmm. these waves. It's literally like an angel. Mm-hmm. He's like, I've never had this before. He literally just said to me, Teresa, close your eyes. I want to show you my granddaughter.
Oh my God.
I've never had that before. It was so beautiful. She was like in this white eyelid dress. Oh.
Yeah, he bragged about all of his girls. That's for sure. Yeah. All the time.
Oh, and what a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful experience you had. And the fact that you trusted me with the souls of your departed loved ones means the absolute world to me.
Thank you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I'm Melinda Maria, and I live in Los Angeles. Oh my gosh, I don't even know where to begin at how blown away I am. I came from a place of just not having any expectations. And, you know, she was just so dead on everything that it really blew me away to think about the afterlife so differently, quite honestly, which was a very odd thing for me because I never thought about it that deeply. But there was just a couple of things that nobody would have known about at all and that she talked about, that, you know, one being the hummingbirds being a representation of my father. And then another thing, you know, that happened with my sister and her child that she had to give birth to that unfortunately passed away. And it was just very special, actually. Yeah. The energy of the reading was exactly how the energy is with my father and our relationship. And it was very easy and it was fun and it was funny and it at times emotional. And it was exactly the same energy that she brought through. So I thought that was a very interesting point in that. You know, I'm sure a lot of people have a lot of angst or pain with, you know, loved ones that have passed on. I was just sort of in a daze, honestly. It was like I got to be with my dad again for a minute or for an hour, you know, or that energy of him. And so it was like ethereal. I don't know. I can't even describe it. It was like I was on a cloud, sort of like looking down at my life, I guess. It was really interesting. I sat, you know, a bunch of people in my office, we all gathered around and talked about it. And, you know, one girl's father had passed recently and we talked about the possibility of the afterlife because, you know, when somebody that close to you dies, I guess you just don't question it until, like, I always believed in an afterlife until my dad died, which was interesting because he really believed in afterlife. And when you have somebody that close to you die, that's when you actually start to question it. It's like, oh, will I ever see them again? Will I ever be with them again in any capacity? Sort of just like this nice warm feeling, I guess, is how I describe it. I mean, the hummingbirds, of course, again, I don't know if you listened to my reading, but I mean, it was just, my husband and I were talking about this morning and I didn't even know that this was on my calendar to do this interview. Actually, today is the anniversary of my dad's death. I forgot about, that's weird that this was scheduled for this day too. Wow, that's interesting. That's really interesting. And we rescheduled it. Yeah, a couple of times because I wasn't available. And so my husband and I were in the garden, like looking at the garden that I was in, like the morning after he died, where I saw all the hummingbirds. And I was just staring at it this morning. And we were like, there's just trying to figure out, because that's what people do, right? They try to figure out how it's real or how it's not real. Like, how does she know? How could she know? You know, you everyone does that. And I feel like that's the burden that somebody like Teresa has, is like the burden of proof, or the burden to prove herself, because, you know, and I was like, that was so concrete. This morning we were talking about Teresa. I didn't even know this was on my calendar until I got to my, actually until 5 minutes ago, where my assistant just came in and said, you have that follow-up meeting with Teresa's office. So literally at like, you know, 2:58. But yeah, today's the anniversary of his death. And this morning I saw a bunch of hummingbirds, and we were staring at his, you know, the garden that they all come in, and with the day that he died, what I was in, and when I saw the hummingbirds, and we were talking about it. We were trying to figure out, is there any way that she would know about the hummingbirds? And I'm like, no, that's it. I mean, if you really want to get like brass tacks and like real, like a nuts and bolts, I'm like, there's no way that somebody that is of her fame and her, and how long she's been doing it and how right she is so often. Let's say, because honestly, I've told so many people about it and we've tried to like figure it out, and you know, you have your skeptics, right? And then you have your people that believe. And the skeptics, she's too big to keep something up like that. Like there's just no, like for them, you know, that's how I'm defending it to them. She's just too big, it was too exhausting. Like you can't keep that up, like let's say. And it just comes so naturally. And so that's what I'm, when I'm talking to people that are like total skeptics. And then when they're the people that are more open-minded, you know, it was just, I don't know, it was just this like really beautiful experience that I was not expecting. You know, I mean, I had not given it much thought of like, does it exist? Does it not exist in terms of afterlife? The only thing that I had was like, my father was he was unequivocally a believer of the afterlife, but it was just too much information that was just so specific and so correct. That's what was so amazing to me, that I came in not skeptical, but not needing anything from it. And when I walked away, I was like, holy shit, that was bananas, and blew me away. I have got the greatest story to tell at dinner parties for the rest of my life. And my whole family can't wait. I mean, we were all a big ball of tears on the floor in tears when I told everyone that night. It was really special. That part was really special too, that I was able to, you know, give that like gift to my family. That was really cool part of it.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.